I had a lot of belief, a lot of hard work. And, you know, these boys come in with a great mindset. We've been working on this for four and a half years about the belief of the energy and the focus. And, you know, I could see in their eyes they were ready tonight. As I said to the boys, that's why we won after a great win against Tunisia. No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
Talking football, here's Sky Sports Radio's expert, Phil Moss.
And thanks to SBS Sport, courtesy of that audio. And Phil Moss, good evening.
Good evening, boys. My throat's... I'm hoping it'll last the segment because there's not much voice left, I have to tell you.
Take us through it. And particularly, we were curious before whether you knew in the stands that Tunisia had gone 1-0 up against France.
Yeah, we did. We had no choice because we had a lot of Denmark fans that weren't too far from us who were calling out the score every 3 seconds from kickoff. So there was no getting away from it. But listen, boys, I know what my heart tastes like because it's been in my throat for about the last 2 hours. But no, just brilliant scenes. I don't know where to start to sum this up. I'm usually not lost for words, but to emerge from a group convincingly with two world top 10 teams in it, with two wins for the first time in our history is beyond a miracle. It's with players from the A-League and also some of the lesser teams in the Scottish Premier League. And I say that with all due respect, but there's only Aaron Moy who's one of the two big clubs in Scotland. Just remarkable, and it just shows that miracles can happen.
Yeah, a wonderful performance, Moss. You know, I think everyone's so proud and everyone's excited about the Socceroos' achievement, and the scenes back here in Australia have been unbelievable. But they always say you've got to learn from your mistakes, and you know, there was a lot of criticism about our first loss against France and the way in particular we played and how we defended. But to have two clean sheets in the last two games, I mean, that's pretty special. And again, we're reading, and with the highlights that we've seen, Harry Suter. Wow, what a player he's turning out to be.
Mate, Loz, he'll be in the Premier League in January, I've got no doubt, in the transfer window. He has been immense. That was his, his fourth game, I think, in 12 months, coming back from an ACL, a knee reconstruction, which is just unheard of at this level. To play with the intensity he is and the concentration with sheer fatigue is phenomenal. But, mate, it's, you know what? We really did, you know, the players never lost belief from that first game against France because, you know, anyone who knows football knows that we were just outclassed. And we spoke about it on a few of our segments since, obviously, but sometimes you just got to put your hand up and go, you know what, they were too good for us on the night, and rightly so, they got the 3 points. But to not lose the belief and go and do what we've done over the last two games, not just the two clean sheets, but scoring from open play in both games, I think is really important. They weren't just set pieces or penalties, so it wasn't relying on luck to score. Is phenomenal, and you know, Arnie's had his knockers, as we all know, but mate, 37 years of his life has been around this national team as a player and a coach. That's over half his life. He deserves this moment more than anyone. And let me tell you, that what he did at halftime, you get about 11 minutes at halftime as a coach to make a difference and earn your money. Bringing on Backus at halftime, which is not often done by coaches to make a substitution at halftime. You usually give it 5 or 10 of the second half before you make a change. And to push higher up the park and get more pressure on the ball, those two decisions and the tactical tweak were absolute game changers. And Arnie's fully deserved this result tonight.
Mossy, that's what I was going to ask. We've got a mix of messages from listeners in and around Graham Arnold. Now, I think the three of us sit here going, mate, what a performance, what a job. You talk about how someone deals with pressure. He's been an absolute genius and deserves a lot of credit. But can you explain to us in football, in soccer, what are some of the things that Graham Arnold's done behind the scenes, or even, like you say, tactically tonight, or last night, to to ensure this team has qualified. I feel like a lot of people, when the coach does well and coaches do well, you think, oh, what does a coach do? He doesn't score the goals or save the goals. But I think you've just made it pretty clear, tactically already in this game, that's played a massive part in Australia winning.
It has, Clarkie. And look, he, first of all, his strength is he blocks out the outside noise, right? So he's so strong in his own beliefs around his ability as a manager and how to get the best out of human beings and players and a team. And that's crucial because he could have caved plenty of times into into public pressure and, you know, what other so-called experts are saying that he should do or who he should select or what way he should set up. He blocks all that out. And, you know, the way he set up tonight for the first half, people look at that and go, it was a really cagey first half. It was, you know, very negative. It was looked like we were set up to play for a draw. That's a crock of shit. And, you know, the way he played it tonight was exactly the way he needed to play it, given the stage of the tournament, what was at stake tonight. And he knew that he could make that tactical tweak at halftime and help lead the team to victory.
Coming into the tournament too, Mossy, there was plenty of question marks around Matt Ryan, but he's had an enormous game tonight as well.
Yeah, that's right. And I remember a segment we had and Clarkie asked the question about Matty and, you know, as opposed to Tommy Rogic. And I said at the time, you know, that the two positions are very different. Yes, reflexes and sharpness are critical for goalkeepers, of course, but Matty's proven time and time again, because he hasn't had a lot of football in the last 12 months, really. He's sat on the bench a lot. But I think the belief that Arnie has in him and the fact that he grows another foot taller with that armband around his pec, you know, and he's produced. He was enormous in that Tunisia game, and then he was fantastic again tonight. But in some really clutch moments, Tunisia game, he rose against players that were a lot taller than him and really took some incredible crosses and things like that to take the pressure off the defence. That built the belief, of course. But Harry Suter, I've run out of superlatives for that guy. It's quite remarkable what he's done.
Heroes all over the park, Mossy. But let's talk about the goal scorer, Matt Leckie. I remember in 2014 at that World Cup, I didn't really know him. I was like, gee, who's this guy? He goes all right. But, you know, it's just sort of maybe lacked that quality in the final third. And here he is tonight matching, I think, Tim Cahill's 9 appearances for Australia at a World Cup. And what a finish of great quality to ensure our victory.
Yeah, it was a great ball from Riley McGree to lay it into the path of Leckie. But Lex had so much still to do to score that goal. And look, you don't play 10 years in the Bundesliga if you're a mug.
Yeah.
You get found out pretty quickly over there. And Lex has done that. He's come back to Australia. And to be honest, he's one of the few Socceroos that have actually come back to Australia towards the end of their career and had a real impact. A lot of them find it very difficult to do that. And I'm delighted for him because he's one of the best blokes you'll ever meet in football and sport. I'll put him out there more generally. Real genuine guy, and he deserves that moment because he's copped some criticism as well, but he stood tall when it really mattered.
Mossy, you know, you said that you knew the score because of the fans telling you all the way through it, the score of the Tunisia-France game. We were sort of discussing this morning. When we first came on air, would Arnie have known? Would he have had someone listening or watching that game and feeding him the result? Yeah, he would have. Yep.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And I don't know if you could see it on TV, but they actually were flashing the other game's result up on the there was not on the main screen, but there was a couple of electrical boards in the stadium where they were flashing it up every now and again. So, you know, and I think you try and block that out, but it was important to know because, you know, we with that score, we couldn't afford to draw. We had to go for the win. And that does change the mentality, particularly when you're 1-0 up, because you can go into that, you know, false sense of trying to protect the lead. But we had to keep pushing, and we did, all bar a few nervous moments towards the end. I thought we played the game out well and managed it quite well.
Yeah, there was a text here earlier that said we looked a little bit nervous, did we, in the opening 20 minutes of the game, and then we started to find our rhythm?
Yeah, that's what I was alluding to earlier, Loz. It was, you know, people can look at that and go, we were nervous and we were sitting back and we were playing for it early. We weren't. We were building the platform to go on and win the game in the second half. we had to make sure we didn't concede in that first half to, you know, to build the platform to then, or the springboard, if you like, to go on and win it in the second half. And I thought we did that well. Yes, we should have been, could have been a little bit calmer on the ball in that first 25 minutes. I think we gave it away cheaply, but, you know, it's, as you guys know, having played massive games at the top of your sports, pressure does different things to different people, and it takes time sometimes just to settle into a rhythm and get going. But I thought after the first 25 minutes, I always felt pretty calm, to be honest.
Mossy, moving forward into our next match, it seems it could be either Poland or Argentina. What does Australia need to do? What do the Socceroos need to do to, you know, to compete or and beat, if possible, one of those two teams?
Recover, sleep well, and stay off social media, if you ask the coach. they're probably the main things. But, look, you know what? And I spoke to Arnie briefly after the game, and hoping to catch up with him for a quiet cordial later on tonight. But, you know, he will want Argentina. I guarantee you. Like, they're just about to kick off.
I'm hearing him, Mossy.
Yeah, that's his... And he'll probably put the grey wiggle in goal. And you've said Messi will go top left. Did you say, Clark? Is that the prediction?
Yeah.
But no, it's great because it puts a great mindset into the players of, you know, to be, you know, we haven't got delusions of grandeur of going on and winning the World Cup. We're still in the race. But you know, if we were to draw Argentina in the next the round of 16, what a fantastic opportunity. And you know, the way they are, the confidence in the squad, the belief they've got, there's no reason why we couldn't shock the world.
No, we got both these games on in front of us. 23 minutes in, they're both scoreless between Poland and Argentina and Saudi Arabia and Mexico. And as Ringers on the text line says, don't forget that if Poland and Argentina is a draw and Saudi Arabia win, they win the group. So anything could happen here, Mossy. But
You know what, Mido? If it's written in the stars, we'll get Saudi Arabia and we'll get revenge. And don't forget, that was the game he slipped his knee in at CommBank Stadium in Sydney. Wouldn't that be ironic if we drew them in the round of 16?
Yeah, so anything could happen here. Mossy, you go and... Well, celebrate. What are you going to do? You're surely going to go back and just have a quiet one at the hotel? I mean, take us through your evening. No hot air ballooning tomorrow morning that you got to get up at Sparrows for.
No, not tomorrow morning, not at all. But we are just about to walk into an establishment that serves very cold beer with alcohol.
Well,
celebrate hard, boy.
You go enjoy, and mate, we appreciate your input as always. Thank you.
Yeah, will do, boys. And to all the fans back home, keep believing. It's not done yet.